You believe in unlikely things. Maybe some unlikely events. Some things, they're not that important. They're unlikely, but possible. Who would have thought Tennessee would be ranked number one at any time this season, at the start of the season? But it was unlikely, but it happened. Didn't last very long, unfortunately, but that's kind of a fun thing, you know. But those things don't really matter. There are some unlikely things that are more important. Does it seem unlikely that you could personally talk to the God that created everything? You may have difficulty even talking to your boss at work, being able to find time, get time to catch them and be able to sit down and talk with them, or certainly not the boss's boss or the boss's boss, and man, you think you can talk to God. What does the Bible tell us? 1 Timothy or 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, pray without ceasing. Not only that, that we know that the prayer of a righteous man does something. It does a lot. James chapter 5, verse 16. Maybe the most impressive part of that is in 1 Peter chapter 3. It says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. Seems unlikely that God would want to hear from me, but yet he does. If I were to ask you a question, are you going to heaven? I can hear some of the responses already. I sure hope so. I think so. I like to think that I am, and I understand some of those responses because we certainly don't want to be arrogant in that question. It's a fearful thing. What if I ask it this way? Do you believe that you can go to heaven? I would say everybody here would say, yes, I can. Will I is a different story, but I absolutely can. Let me ask it this way. Is it likely or unlikely that you will go to heaven? We often think of things from our own perspective. And that's when we get into trouble. We don't think of it from God's perspective. I know that I can't do enough good deeds to go to heaven. Even though Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are made for good works, I need to be doing good works. I understand that. It's God's grace that's going to give me the hope of that. Before I get too far down that road, I want to call your attention to some other unlikely events that we can see in the Bible. We had a Bible study with the teens on Sunday, and we talked about David and Goliath and talked about some unlikely things. How likely would it be for a young man that came and wear the armor and you say, I want you to go and fight this man. And it's not just any man. This man is so big, he's at least three times your size, more than likely the size of David being a young man. But given the description of Goliath, he was a large man. When I step off an elevator, I often get people just, I throw them off. Could you imagine somebody that's 3 feet taller at least and probably a couple of feet wider, just the massive man coming at you? But hey, young boy, I want you to go, but don't take a sword, don't take a spear, don't take any armor, don't take any of that. I want you to take a stick. And I want to take that sling that you have too. And by the way, as you're going, you might want to pick up some rocks. Seem unlikely? One of the amazing things to me that about David didn't talk about how dangerous Goliath was. What did David talk about? He talked about how great God was, is. That's what he focused on. Who is this man that he's challenging God's army? Who is this man that's challenging God? I'll stand up to him. Talk about faith. Talk about unlikely. How likely was it that David was going to throw that rock at just the right place? How likely was it that David was going to take on this man that was a soldier from his youth, is the way it's described? Not very likely. But with God and doing it God's way, it becomes much more likely. What do you think would have happened, though, if David just went out there and just stopped and just stood there? It's not what we see him doing. Very interesting to me, fascinating to me, that it's noted when Goliath said, I'm going to feed you to the birds, and Goliath starts toward David. What does David do? He runs toward him. Did you have that kind of courage? He runs toward him. David's not afraid. He's not looking at things from man's perspective. He's looking at it from God's perspective. And I have every confidence that if David had died at that moment, he would have still been faithful to God no matter what, because he believed in God. God used him. God can use you. Seems unlikely? Don't count him out. How about this one? Genesis chapter 12, we read about God talking to Abraham. And that time it was Abram and Sarai. And 75 years old, and he says, I'm going to make of you a great nation. Implication there is he's going to have a son. 24 years pass. No son. He's 99 years old. Comes to him and says, this time next year, you're going to have a son. Unlikely? From our perspective, absolutely. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to have a son? Unlikely for us, but not unlikely for God. In chapter 17, God changes his name to Adam, or to Abraham, and to Sarah. And he did directly tell him this time that he was going to have a son. There's many times that we see things as being unlikely from following God and from doing what he wants us to do. We can't let those things get in the way. Back to our main question, how likely is it that you go to heaven? From our vantage point, it's pretty unlikely, right? We get to thinking about what we've done and the sin that we've committed and just how awful some of those things may have been. But from God's vantage point, it's not only doable, we can go to heaven. People will be saved. Will we be saved? It's up to us. What killed Goliath? Was it David's action or God's hand? Yes. Both, I believe. David didn't do nothing. David did his part. Would his part been enough without God? I don't know. I don't think so. At least my rational self doesn't seem to think so. But God does require us to do our part, and it's not earning our salvation. I can't do enough good deeds. I can't do those things, but I can do what he expects me to do. I can be made of good works. I can be faithful to him. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I can do those things and show my love for him. We have some promises. How likely are they? With God, they're likely. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has an everlasting life. John chapter 6 and verse 47. That was Jesus speaking. How's that for a promise? Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace you have been saved through faith, but not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You've been saved. Peter said, repent. Each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How likely is all that to happen? If we use our own thinking, oh, not me. Oh, it's not likely. But with God, amazing things can happen. Your salvation can happen. If you're not living like you should, that makes it a lot harder. If you haven't become a Christian yet, that makes it impossible. We have to follow him. We have to obey him. We have to do what he wants us to do. To do it with our heart, do it through his grace and through his mercy. So if you're subject to the invitation tonight, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.